Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 509-727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, I like the sunshine.
Yes, way better.
Don't like the colder weather, don't like the rain, but you know.
But you made it through hockey, the voice of our local Tri-City Americans. You made it through hockey and you're on to softball now, huh?
Yes. And
okay.
Quick shout out, Kamiakin having a very good year. Go Braves!
Of course you had to fit that in. I love it. Well, before we jump into all of our local real estate stories, we like to always start off with a crazy celebrity real estate story.
Mm-hmm.
This one out of Realtor.com this week. This one's awesome. You can buy, well, I don't know if you can buy it, but it's on the market. You could buy Bob Barker's historic Hollywood Hills home.
Mm.
Now, it's amazing price, actually. I know we have some crazy numbers on this,
mm-hmm.
but it hit the market for $2.9 million, which is low for some of these celebrity Hollywood homes that we see. Bob Barker died last August at the age of 99. But listen to this. He had been in that house. It was acquired by him in 1969.
Ooh.
Now, you got to think, with Bob Barker, I mean, he was like legendary years and years and years on Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about the listings, that what the listing says in this, and this does not surprise me from Bob Barker, it says that the home has not been altered since 1969. But it is almost a 6,000 square feet, original, like Spanish style.
Wow.
Six bedrooms and six baths, and sits on an iconic property with a pool. But can you imagine if it hasn't been really touched since 1969?
Wow.
You're going to have a big remodel bill there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Also, the article stated, I didn't know this. I didn't look into all the history, but Bob Barker was originally from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And then served in the Navy during World War II. And then, funny enough for what we're doing today, McKay, got his start in radio broadcasting.
Oh, yeah.
Of all things. Okay, so this was new to me. Now, on a personal note, I love this story, and I probably brought this story because I'll never forget my senior year. If you took a 0 hour, you could get a free class period.
Yes.
And so me and like four of my classmates, we took a 0 hour and then we took third hour open before lunch,
mm-hmm.
because we would go home and then one of the moms would make us lunch and we would watch The Price is Right during that hour of senior year. So there's how I gamed the system to get, mm-hmm. a little extra. Those were the good old days. I was thinking about that as I was prepping for the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time somebody made me lunch and I just hung out and watched Price is Right? Probably.
Well, it sounds like a typical day at
probably
work.
Probably senior year, a long, long time ago.
That's what,
not a typical day for me, McKay.
No.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's not what he does at work, folks.
So that is our crazy celebrity real estate story for sure with the Bob Barker historic. Very cool house, though, if you want to go and check that out. Well, folks, I always get really excited when we get an expert guest here on the show with us. And this last week, I had gone to a small lending seminar where we were meeting with some builders and some other agents in town and talking about some programs. And that presenter was none other than Mike Denslow with CMG Home Loans. So I said, I got to get him on the radio show to talk about some of these things. So, Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back. The lights are a little different in here.
It's a little different because I told Mike, I said, he almost didn't come today because I said, I know you've been on the radio show before, but now we video it for the podcast and also some video. And I thought he was going to say no, but thanks for putting
up
with us.
I'm in.
We got him in here. And it's always nice because I wanted to have him come in here because I do believe that, sir, last week we talked about some things going on in the real estate industry that have a ripple effect through other parts of the industry.
Yes.
And so I was like, oh man, Mike, you got to come talk about a couple things, and then we can get into some of these loan programs after the break. But number one, John mentioned sunshine activity level. As I track rates, we've seen rates kind of come back down the last couple of weeks and ease up a little bit. So on our end, Mike, this time of year, we start to see more activity, better consumer confidence. What's going on your side of the equation on the lending side?
Well, we just looked at our numbers for the March, and because now it's the end of March, and we, in our office here in Kennewick, we locked in twice as many home loans than we did in February.
Oh wow. Okay. So you're seeing the same.
So if you don't think sun makes a difference, we're going to disprove that every single year that that you're wrong. So the sun comes out, the temps get better, people get out there and start looking and buying houses, building houses, all sorts of fun activity.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So easing pressure in rates, spring market, and yet the activity comes back up and we get into it. And so, Mike, last week we brought up to the show and we talked about kind of the bombshell settlement from NAR, where they're going to, in many cases, not require agents to offer a co-op for the buyer's agent, not allow them to publish that in the local MLS, and then try to get to where buyers were paying more of their own commission to their buyer agents. Now, that is a drastic change from what we've had in the past. What's been kind of some of the chatter around the lending industry and also some of the things you guys have to start considering as that is coming down the pipeline for July later this year?
Yeah, our higher-ups are already talking, you know, on the Capitol Hill level. And the big thing that we see is a lot of first-time homebuyers, when they're looking to buy that house, they might barely have the down payment. Mm-hmm. They might barely have the down payment and some of the closing costs. But now you're going to add a real estate commission on top of that. I mean, something's going to have to give, because on our side, there is a limit to the seller contribution that they can give to a buyer. And the less you put down, the smaller that contribution can be. So it's absolutely going to affect first-time homebuyers in the trickle down, that those are the people going to be affected. And the people who are suing the other people and all these, they don't look at that. They look at the payday at the end of the rainbow. But it's going to affect mostly first-time homebuyers, and I anticipate that at the government level, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, USDA, all of these programs are going to make some allowances potentially for, we would hope, something like rolling more things into their loan.
Okay, gotcha. And so, and we talked a little bit about that on the show. I didn't know all of the thoughts from your perspective and your side of the fence, but yeah, that was one of the big things that we talked about last week, was just how are buyers going to be able to, you know, have that enough funds to make it work. And if they truly don't make some changes on the lending side to allow some of those concessions, then how big of a pause are we going to have here for home buyers to take another year or two to save up for the down payment? And what does that mean for the housing market overall? You know, I think there's going to be a lot of people on a national level that try to make some changes to prevent that from happening.
Well, Lance, what's the biggest group of people trying to buy a house right now?
Yeah, I mean, I know it by heart because it affects my bottom line. 34% of millennials and first-time homebuyers.
That's right.
Yeah, and so last time I checked, 34% was a big chunk.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, there's going to have to be some changes. Luckily, I mean, a little bit of the luck size is we're in the right state. Yes. Washington State. What? And after our meeting last week that you just referenced, who called you and said, hey, Lance,
yeah,
how is all this stuff going to affect, and what are you seeing? He's like, well, luckily, we're in Washington State, and they already adopted the majority of this.
Yeah, I mean, two out of the three legs of the stool, as I call it, two out of the three Washington solved for us back in January, and it was just so nice that we have that in place already. Now, that third leg of that stool with broker, co-op, and commission, and what that looks like is yet to be seen. And I tell you, there's almost a video a day coming out of our National Association of Realtors with updates and what these rules are going to look like and how it's going to be. And it's very much an evolving situation right now that we're Yep. definitely keeping track of. The other reason I think it's always great to, you know, have Mike on the show and talk a little bit about is, We go through a process a lot of times where people come to us, and we had a situation that is really nice to highlight. And a lot of times people will come to me and they'll say, hey, I'm approved with XYZ lender that is a national lender. And I'm not knocking anybody that's national because Mike's company also goes all across the country. But I'm talking about somebody where they have no connection with somebody, and they just picked maybe a lender that was a trade group because if they were a carpenter, it was the Carpenters Union or whatever it might be. Well, we had a situation happen where we had gotten a person with a pre-approval from one of these lenders where they did not have a personal connection, and we got them under contract on a house, and we're moving forward with that person to help them out. And about 10 days into it, they just get an email from a lender that says, we are not working on your file anymore, and we can't do the loan for you. With really not a lot more explanation than that in that situation. And so here we are, we're scrambling. We had found a wonderful home for this family, and we're scrambling. And so, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. I'm sure he loves these calls, but what do I do? Hey, Mike, we have a situation over here. And you jump in and just, can you evaluate this situation for us and tell us, you know, if we can move forward? That's a call that I make to you, you know, a number of times.
911.
911. Yeah. Mike Denslow, another out-of-town lender, is not talking to our clients. What can you do?
Well, let's start with out-of-town lender. There's out-of-town lenders that are fine, right? Just like you said. Call center lenders. Now, that's the big difference.
Yes.
Right? That's a large company that puts everybody into one call center, and that's where we see a big difference in customer service, expertise, everything. Customer service, I mean, just go down the list. Yeah, I got the call. I wanted to get as much information as possible. It was a veteran loan, so I'm digging in. Love taking care of veterans, obviously. And found out, yeah, some disturbing stuff that you just mentioned, that, you know, they had pre-approved them, they got under contract, everybody's moving forward, and they say, oh, sorry, we can't do the loan. And your agent at your office called up that loan officer and said, what's going on? Oh, I can't talk to you. We're not talking about this loan anymore, and hung up on them. I mean, yeah, it was ridiculous, right?
Yes.
But no tie to the community is what I didn't want to interrupt you, but you said no personal connection, no tie to this community. They don't care about their reputation in Tri-Cities. They're not going to run into that person in line at Costco.
Yeah.
You know, right? They're going to work their shift 9 to 5. They're going to go home and forget about it. And when you have a lender in the community, it makes a difference. So, yeah, I was actually in Florida, in Miami, when this call came. And we started figuring things out, talked to the veteran, and we were able to make it work. We closed last week.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Awesome.
I called your agent who was there ready to hand over the keys and everything. And the client, veteran, was beside himself. He's like, what can I do for you? He kept saying, what can I do for you? And I said, just stop by and meet me and shake my hand. That's all I want, you know, because I mean, I got a lot of veterans in my family. My son's a veteran. I've got a cousin, uncle. I mean, so yeah, it's the same old story.
It was the same old story, and it's just nice. it's nice to have that option for our clients. And sometimes you do hear that, you know, and sometimes there's a reason why something can't be done. I mean, something major has happened or somebody missed five payments and it truly is like an undisclosed problem. But there's sometimes when you have to dig in deeper and say, is this an undisclosed problem or is this just this something that we should be able to get done? And a lot of times the only way you know that is through experience and the feeling for what's going on in that situation. So, man, thanks for making that happen, not only for our team, but for veterans and for people in the community. It was just one of those awesome things where I'm like, this is why we always tell people, get another opinion from somebody here in Tri-Cities and see what they say. So, Mike, thanks for taking care of our clients in that situation and talking to us a little bit about some of the changes coming down the pike and what people have to do to moving forward to work within the new agency laws and the new commission rules that are coming out. When we come back from the break, though, I want to give Mike a little bit of time. There's some super cool newer programs that he has with CMG that can affect the way people buy houses and then also affect the way people help their kids buy houses.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. This week we've been attacking all things lending, getting a lending update with Mike Denslow. Before the break, we talked a little bit about some of the changes that are happening with compensation and what that means to lending. But Mike, I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you've got some pretty unique programs at CMG that I don't see every day. Do you got a couple of those? I was at the seminar. Do you got a couple you want to talk about? Because I can think of a few.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. CMG acquired us as Homebridge April 1st of last year.
Wow, so
we're right.
Quick.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Right at a year. And CMG is a very unique company. They come up with a lot of revolutionary products. The one you're probably talking about the most and what we talked about at that meeting last week was our Home Fund It program. And that is something, you've got a kid in college, you've got a kid in high school, you've got a kid in the military, and they're thinking, you know, somewhere down the line, they're going to buy a house.
Yes.
Well, why not start saving for it now?
Yes.
And getting contributions from friends and loved ones and, you know, okay, I'm graduating high school. Why not just put money into this account and help contribute to my down payment eventually? We're graduating from college, coming out of the military, whatever it is, getting married. You can open an account with this Home Fund It and people can donate the wedding gift right into this account that is held and then used for down payment and closing costs. The really cool one that I like is you can also give out a code to friends and family, and when they're buying things at over 1,000 retailers, then some amount of, let's just call them like reward points kind of thing, translates to dollars, and then that amount goes into this account. And if you probably saw, if they raise $2,000, CMG will match up to $2,000.
So, yeah, that's free money.
If they raise 5 or 6 or 10 or whatever, CMG is going to put in $2,000 towards those closing costs as well. So Home Fund It is the name of the program. If anybody contacts you, they can contact me and I'll shoot them a quick link that's got how you set it up and everything. It's amazing.
So I think this is huge too, because there's been a lot of talk in the industry that, and we just talked about before the break, we talked about the issue of first-time home buyers having enough money for down payments, closing costs, and paying their agents' commissions, that there's a lot of talk in the industry in these articles of what they call transferring wealth from the boomer generation to the millennial generation and the next, and Gen Z. And a lot of them are not buying houses without the boomers helping in that situation. And so here's another avenue that you can help along the way and help fund and transfer some of your wealth from a home ownership perspective from you to the next generation, and also then get matching funds from the lender So then when they do go to buy a house, they have this account that's pre-funded. I tell you, it makes a big difference. And when a young adult can buy a house, you know, 3-4 years earlier than they could otherwise, man, that sets them up, I feel, for the rest of their life.
Well, I look at it and say, how many silly gifts did you get, you know, graduating high school or graduating college or at your wedding that you're like, okay, do I really need another serving tray?
Yeah, yes, exactly. So home funded is huge, which I absolutely love. The other thing that we've talked a lot about is when there's not a lot of options, we've talked about the inventory issue for a year, 2 years, that when there's not a lot of resale inventory out there, the reason is because I don't blame you. All you greedy people out there with your 3% mortgages don't want to give them up, so you're not selling your houses like you were, that the option becomes new construction. If there's not a resale, there's a new construction. But the fear that people have is the fluctuating rates, and you guys have a program that addresses that.
Yeah, I think it's the best program in the industry right now, and that's why we're preferred lender with a lot of builders in the area. We can lock in an interest rate up to 1 year, and then in the last 30 days before you're closing on the house, if the interest rate is better, we have one free float down to whatever the rates are at the end. So you locked in at X percent, and hey, it went down, and what are rates now? Oh, they're at Y. Oh, wow, that's a lot less. Okay, I want to take that. And oh my gosh, it just had a lot of great conversations over the years with people that take advantage of that program. Builders love it because they're locked, your client's locked in, their rate can't get any worse during construction. It can only get better.
So then they won't unqualify for the purchase. It lets the builder have some surety that they're going to close.
Exactly. So
okay,
as long as they, you know, keep their job, you got more clients calling you, Vance.
I know, they're on my phone. I shouldn't even have it in the studio, but yes.
But yeah, as long as their job stays the same, credit stays the same, savings stays the same, then there's a loan for them in the end.
Okay, so this is awesome. And I've talked to a lot of people about this. And so you're going to get a float down if rates are going down. So you were hesitant to start building. You're like, okay, this is great. I do think rates are going to come down by the time I close. I'm qualified no matter what, so I'm protected and locked.
Rate insurance.
Yes, rate insurance. But then here's what just blew my mind, Mike. But then here's the problem. 2 years later, I know rates, and I don't know this, I'm being facetious, but clients say, I know rates are going to get back to 4.75 or 5, and I'm going to have all these refinance costs, and that's why I'm not buying right now with new construction. But then you told me about another program.
Rate rebound. Right. And to echo this story a little bit is, should I just wait, Lance, for rates to get better before I buy or build? Yeah, we hear that all
the
time.
I deal with it and talk to people all day.
Yeah, rate rebound is a 5-year program from when you close. You can refinance multiple times during that 5-year period. There'll be no lender fees from us, and we give $1,000 credit towards title escrow recording, which we call third-party costs. So keeps the refinance costs very low. You can do it multiple times. And I wanted to bring up something as I read an article just the other day. It said, well, if you wait, what will that cost you? And yeah, I'm sure we've talked about this before, but we're just waiting for rates to get better. Well, when rates get better, how many people are held up right now? And if they're mid sixes and then they go to mid fives, how many people are going to come jumping into the market? And now that house that you wanted to buy at X amount, you're fighting 10 other people to get.
Yeah, absolutely. Because finally then people will start putting resales on the market and being able to move. And so, yeah. And the problem with new construction that I see is it would be so, so difficult to think of any scenario where new construction prices are going to go down. You know, just we have a set amount of, you know, we have a set amount of premiums that the builders are set to make. The cost of materials have been going up every year.
And land.
Yep. And land has become more scarce and harder to find in the right spots. So I love that as a company, you guys have taken this on and said, okay, we still want to do these loans for people. We still want to help them get into homes now. And then we're going to basically cover the majority of the cost or risk with this rate rebound program.
Well, and you know as well as I do, marry the house, date the rate.
Absolutely. 100%. And I love that you've done this before, because there's been a time in my past where I was with a big company. I'm not going to say the name, but I literally called them up and said, I would like to refi because rates have dropped a point. And they're like, no, we don't want to do that with you. And I was like, okay, well, then I'm going to need a payoff because I'm taking my loan and going somewhere else. It was very frustrating. So when I then see a company like yours come out to say, like, no, we want that business. We want, if you've been a good customer, we want to keep that business and do it for you.
And refinance potentially multiple times, but keep the cost so low, because you're right, the cost is the big prohibitive factor.
Yes.
So when you go in, you say, oh, my costs are only going to be this much. Well, then a year later, you will have saved that money already in a lower payment.
Yeah, because sometimes a lower rate doesn't mean you're getting a better deal, because, you know, if you spend $20,000 in fees and appraisals to get that lower rate, but then you move in 2 years, that was not a good deal, because you spent way more to get the lower rate than you would have if you would have just stayed with your original.
And that's why one of the first questions I ask people is, how long are you going to be in this house?
It is not always about the rate.
Yeah.
So, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Well, folks, I always run out of time in these situations when we have guests. I do want to get a pick three out, though, because we're getting spring inventory on the market. That is absolutely fantastic. So some of you are moving. So we are getting some decent inventory, and this week was no exception. Pick one, 2501 West 40th in Kennewick. This is a 4-bed, 3-bath, 2862 square feet, spacious home, quiet neighborhood, 50-amp circuit for EV charging, and brand new HVAC. Big, spacious living room with LVP, lower level family room, spacious backyard, and I loved it when we brought this in at this price, $485 in Kennewick for almost 3,000 square feet. Pick number two, I'm going to take you to Richland, 706 Torbett. This is a 7-bedroom. Yes, if you need a lot of bedrooms, 7-bedroom, 3-bath, 3,150 square feet. Historic converted A house, 2 main level living areas, 2 heat pumps, fully fenced backyard. Super spacious living area adjacent to the kitchen, bright kitchen, and then a fully fenced backyard with underground sprinklers. Once again, coming in at $429.9, so great price point there. Now, if you're looking for some space, I've got 2701 Wilson Highway in Grandview. This is a 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3,400 square feet, but here's the thing. Two parcels totaling 8.6 acres. A 2-bay shop, fully fenced property with fruit trees, massive garden, and hay fields. Living room with a wood stove, huge kitchen with lots of storage, horse and goat setup, as well as everybody needs a chicken coop. Okay, so that as well. And that's all coming in your own mini farm at $660,000. So some good inventory, spring inventory starting to hit the market. Like I said, some rate relief. It's becoming very active out there. If you have any questions at all, go to kenmoreteam.com and shoot us a message. Mike, thanks for being on here talking about lending, and thanks for all you do for our clients in the community and helping get people options to get in these homes.
Thanks, Lance. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.